A somber Steve Min came before the Commerce Committee to try to save the job he has performed since Ventura appointed him Public Service Commissioner a year ago. He said the 18-1 vote against him in the Senate Jobs, Energy, and Community Development Committee was a humbling experience, and the Ventura administration got the message. Min apologized for the way the governor merged both agencies through executive order when former Commerce Commissioner David Jennings resigned in August. Min says the administration learned its lesson. It should have sought legislative approval.
I make no excuses. I accept responsibility for inadequate consultation, and I simply offer as an explanation that these circumstances had changed and the governor exercised what he believed was his prerogative. It was not the governor's prerogative, nor is it my intention that we were to be insulting to or in any way lacking in respect to the Senate.
Min argued that regardless of how the merger was handled, it is reducing the size of state government, as the public has demanded. He says the new agency, with 380 employees, is saving money, and the industries it regulates support the change. But Min's attempt to get those industries to tout the merger got him in hot water when he asked two top utility executives to contact DFL Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe. DFL Senator Steve Novak of New Brighton, Min's most vocal opponent, says he doesn't trust Min.
I think it's very clear that Mr. Min broke his word to a number of senators. A variety of ethical procedures were violated, specifically during the course of the hearing. Attempts to influence corporate executives with major multi-million dollar, even multi-billion dollar issues being decided in front of that department.
Novak and other Min detractors have cited his arrogance and poor relationship with some legislators, and even one of the four senators who voted for his confirmation, DFLer Alan Speer of Minneapolis, admitted Min can be strident and step on people's toes. But Speer says he's reluctant to reject a gubernatorial appointee who's obviously qualified.
I cannot vote against somebody who I think is able to do the job, has the high energy level, has already shown in what he's done since he has served in as a commissioner that he can get things done. And so I think on balance, I'm going to give the competency factors precedence over some of the personal interrelationship problems that Mr. Min has.
Speer was in the minority. 11 committee members voted to reject Min's confirmation. Republican Senator Bill Belanger of Bloomington says Min has no credibility with him because Min lied to him. Belanger says he met with Min prior to the merger and told Min he would oppose both the merger and his confirmation. Min made a comment as he walked out the door, which the two recalled quite differently.
My response to you when you articulated to me that you were upset with my performance and I attempted to elicit specifics, I said the executive branch has its prerogatives to make the appointment and make the mergers, and the legislature has its prerogatives to do what you're going to do. And I guess that was how we were going to leave it.
Mr. Min, that's not what you said as you went out the door. You looked right at me. You said, the administration is not without weapons.
But the administration may be running out of weapons. The confirmation now goes to the full Senate, where observers think it's in trouble. The governor wouldn't comment on the latest Min defeat, but a spokesman, John Woodley, says Ventura is not backing down from his appointee and will continue to pursue his confirmation. Woodley says the governor believes the Senate committee votes are political and not based on Min's qualifications. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.